Australian poet Les Murray has died at the age of 80. In a career that spanned many decades, he left behind a body of work that will be read, performed and enjoyed for many generations to come. Margaret Connolly was Les Murray's literary agent over the last 30 years of his working life and joins me now. Margaret, welcome, and I'm so sorry to hear this news.
Thank you. I must say, when I hear Les's voice, I feel very sad.
Yeah,
he read his work so beautifully, always.
He did. He did deliver it beautifully. You could hear every word differently when it was coming from Les Murray.
Yes, yes.
What did he mean to you, having worked in such close proximity with him for such a long period of time?
Well, I think you have both the personal and the professional, really. Personally, he was just someone you grew to love. I mean, he was very funny. He was very entertaining. We used to talk a lot. He's someone I would have talked to for hours and hours over the period. And you'd talk and you'd have fun, and he'd have his yarns, and he just was interested in such a wide range of things and people. But then you'd read his poems and you'd think, oh my goodness, he's just written this, and it was almost daunting, really. Yeah.
What is it about Les Murray that made him such a standout poet in Australia? Around the world too, to be fair, but obviously such an icon of literature in this country.
He just was such a brilliant writer who wrote such brilliant poems. I mean, he's there in the poems. I mean, it's the body of work that he has created that's so wonderful. But I think for him as a poet, he was someone, he loved words, and he loved the music of words, and he was continually thinking about words and new words and different words. I mean, he spoke, many different languages. And I think that, that's always there in the poetry, that he was a real one-off. He wasn't like anyone else. He thought differently. I mean, he experienced the world in such an interesting way, and you would see him. I remember, sometimes he'd come to my house and he'd sit down and immediately jot something down because it had come into his head and he didn't want to lose it. I think he saw the world as poems.
What do you think his legacy will be in the years to come?
I think it's there. I mean, the last book which he published was his revised collected poems, which Black Ink did at the end of last year, and it's just an amazing book. I mean, we felt that he was too harsh on himself and perhaps left out poems that we would have liked him to include, but it still runs to 700 pages, and it's just the most amazing body of work. I mean, the range of his thinking, the range of his writing. I think his understanding of this country and its people was always extraordinary. I mean, he was also a wonderful prose stylist and essayist, and I mean, his collected essays are marvellous as well. But I think for him, his legacy is in the work that he's left.
It's funny you say that. We spoke with Megan Davis, who's a prominent Indigenous woman in Australia, and she said that the way he wrote about the disadvantaged in Australia, if you grew up in a community that was the underclass, his work resonated with her growing up so strongly. Is that part of his legacy as well?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, he was very much a person who came from the country, who lived in the country, and I think he understood what country lives were like. I mean, he understood what city lives were like too, but I think he saw what rich, interesting lives the people who lived around him, many of them who lived around him, led. And he was always interested in people and in his neighbours. I mean, he was also someone, you never went anywhere that people didn't come up and talk to him. I mean, people found him very approachable, and people would come up and say hello. I remember he always said to me, and it was a quote from another writer, but that he thought fame was a mask that eats into the face. And I think he always, that kind of side of things he didn't really think about. And when he would talk to people, he would always find a point of connection. And so many different people obviously loved his work and responded to it and would come up and just chat to him. And he was very relaxed and enjoyed it.
Many of us know what Les Murray was like as a poet, but what was he like as a man? What will you miss most about him?
I'll miss the conversations. I mean, towards the end of his life, he became a bit deaf, but he was always at his best on the phone. And so, you know, we would ring and talk to each other a lot. And he just was such an interesting person to talk to, you know, the range of things that he was interested in. And he also had such a great sense of humour and the most wonderful cackly laugh. I mean, his laugh, just thinking of his laugh now makes me laugh. And it would always be funny to tell him funny stories and to know how much he would enjoy them.
Thank you so much for your time. And I'm, again, very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.